As the stock market has continued to climb over the last year, one sector has been a bit of a downer. Marijuana companies like MedMen, Tilray, and Cushco Holdings. Why is that? Well, let's ask Jeremy Burke, senior reporter for Business Insider. Welcome.
Thanks a lot for having me, Jeremy.
Well, and give us some of the context. How much are pot stocks down since their peak?
So according to some indexes, pot stocks are down over 50% since their peak at the beginning of last year, 2019. But if you look at some individual stocks, MedMen, for example, they're down close to 80%.
Wow.
And these levels kind of shift around, obviously, but a lot of value has been wiped off last year.
And why is that? Because there was such excitement about these companies, especially when they went public.
So if you followed the dot-com boom, which granted was a little before my time, there's a term called irrational exuberance, where people are genuinely very excited about an attractive story. Back then, it was the advent of the internet. Now it's, you know, marijuana being legalized in the U.S. and Canada. So people poured their money into it, and people were hopeful that these companies would make more money about a year into legalization in Canada and a lot of states than they actually have been. Part of that is, you know, it's hard to legalize cannabis. You know, it sounds easy at first, but if you're a policymaker, it's where do you put that money? Who gets to make that money? There's equity issues, licensing issues that affect the business. And secondly, you know, there was some bad news in the sector, obviously, last year. Unfortunately, you know, thousands of people across the U.S. were sickened by vapes, and that weighed down on the sector. So it's a combination of all this, I guess, misplaced excitement at the beginning and then reality kind of not living up to those expectations.
So you say misplaced excitement, but I just want to think of two examples. One is,
sure,
I can remember in the last year when the first dispensary opened up in Massachusetts, which just recently legalized recreational marijuana. And there were lines down the block. The people in the town,
yeah,
were complaining about the traffic. And then just recently, we heard that in Illinois, where pot just became legal at the beginning of the year, they're running out of it.
Yeah. So two things I'd say on that front. I mean, part of my job as a reporter of the industry, and it's, you know, one of the hazards of my job, is to go visit these legal dispensaries, obviously, in places where adult use of cannabis is legal. And the stores are full of people buying,
mm-hmm,
products. Obviously, there's a lot of excitement on the ground. But at the corporate level, that just doesn't quite match up. They have put on these really aggressive forecasts for revenues that just didn't seem to exist. So there is absolutely a disconnect between what you see on the ground and what you see in the public markets. The second point, and it's a bit of a finer detail, is that you have to remember that a lot of these stocks are held by young retail investors. So the price fluctuation isn't really as efficient as, say, if Fidelity or big pension,
mm-hmm,
funds are holding these stocks. So people get skittish. And as soon as you see, you know, maybe sales lagging behind expectations one quarter, then people start to pull out and the stocks, you know, are thinly traded enough that they move very quickly.
How much is regulatory uncertainty about marijuana, even in states where it has been legalized, an issue when it comes to the value of these companies?
It's a huge part. And I think that a lot of these companies generated strategies based on legalization moving faster, right? You know, last year, people thought New York would legalize. Obviously, that didn't pan out. Other states on the East Coast, like Pennsylvania and Connecticut, you know, they're talking about it again, but things are moving much slower than expected. And on the federal level, you know, THC, which is the chief psychoactive component of cannabis, is obviously still federally illegal. So that hurts businesses. They can't have access to banks, opening lines of credit. So they're dealing with a lot of issues, and there isn't really a path forward for these issues being solved. And obviously, as you can imagine, Congress right now has bigger fish to fry than banking protection for cannabis companies. So it's unclear when this will happen.
And what about the illegal market for marijuana, which still exists, even though in many places it has been legalized?
So California is the best case study for that, right?
Mm-hmm.
When California legalized, they put taxes, which people in the industry would say are much too high, on products. And it's not only the tax on the consumer, it's sort of taxed at every part of the supply chain. So it's a lot more expensive to be a legal cannabis company than it is to sell on the illicit market, right? So if one of the stated goals of cannabis legalization was to erase the black market, in California, people, you know, the novelty of legalization sort of wore off and people are just going back to what's cheaper and, you know, what's more effective for their pocketbook.
So do you expect these pot stocks to rebound at any point?
You know, I don't want to be in the business of offering my predictions on the stock market, but I will say that executives at these companies and investors in these companies that I speak with on a daily basis do expect them to rebound. Whether that will happen soon, I'm not sure, and what those catalysts will be, it remains to be seen. But, you know, there is a sense that, yes, it's an industry getting off the ground. It's, you know, picking itself up by its bootstraps. But, you know, there's hopefully some good news to come in the future. But, you know, it remains to be seen.
That is Jeremy Burke, who is a senior reporter for Business Insider. Jeremy, thanks.
Yeah, thanks a lot.